When we study the different modules from a linguistic viewpoint, then we study the production and the interpretation of sounds and how sounds are used in individual languages. We also look at the study of the structure within words and the study of the structure of sentences. That's the word order. So these are the core elements. And in turn, they belong to these areas which we've looked at: phonology, morphology, and syntax. A subdivision of phonology is phonetics. This is the study of speech sounds, of human language in general, how these sounds are made in your mouth and how they are perceived in our ears. To repeat then, the core elements consisting of morphology, phonology, morphology, and syntax, they are rule governed, and the phonological system is a part of the morphological system, which is a part of the syntactical system. Now, apart from the core elements, we also have the lexicon. This is our understanding of the symbols, everything from tree to cat, love, all the different associations that we make in the world around us. These are the core elements, but we have other areas of study within linguistics. One of these areas is known as semantics. Semantics is to do with meaning, and meaning can be based at the level of sound, at the level of word, or at the level of sentence. For example, at the level of sound, you might say, or you might say, nah. And all of these, the way you make the sound conveys a certain meaning. We've talked about words having meaning, but some words have dual meaning. For example, if you say bank, I'm going to the bank. Is that the bank where you have money, or is it the bank of the river? And then you have meaning at the level of clause or sentence or even phrase. So, for example, if you said my dog has died, then the information you're conveying is that you have a dog. The dog no longer lives, the dog is dead. So semantics is the study of meaning. But it is a study of meaning where you do not include context. If you include context and meaning, then you are at the next level, which is known as pragmatics. And the best way to describe what pragmatics is by giving you an example. Previously, I talked about a situation where a person says, my dog has died. Now, does that always mean exactly that? So, how about in this exchange, person A and person B? Person A says, would you like to go and see a film tonight? Person B says, my dog has died. So person A says, oh well, I understand, another time. But person B did not really answer person A's question. Would you like to see a film tonight? My dog has died. In order to understand that utterance by person B, you have to understand it within the context of where it's said. And in the country that we live in, dogs are considered to be valued partners in a family, and obviously the person is sad because the dog has died. So, but to understand that, you have to have pragmatic understanding. Moving on, we go to the level of register or genre. Now, these are specific areas within linguistics, but the definitions of these are a bit fuzzy, so I will describe them as one and the same. Genre and register in linguistics refers to the patterns of communication used in particular settings and for specific purposes. So register or genre is often an indicator of the formality or official nature of an occasion, for example. And linguists make the distinction that registers or genres vary depending upon the use, depending upon the communicative purpose. For example, most people's speech contains phonological, lexical, syntactical features, and you might change this your way of speech depending on whether you're speaking with your neighbor or whether you're at a job interview, for example. Similarly, you can see differences in register or genre when you see the language used in a children's program or in a court of law, or when somebody's writing a research paper or making a business presentation. And register and genre can be analyzed and studied for changes in syntax, in morphology, in phonology, and also the lexicology, the words actually being used. Sociolinguists are interested in areas of genre and register, and especially then in relation to the next area, which is society and ideology. And the claim is that in different societies, the ideology, the common sense knowledge of that society, is reflected in its genre and register, and this reflects all the way down into the core elements.